feel like IGN's like old school. Like back in the day, that was the place I'd go for like game news. Now I go there
almost
now,
exclusively.
Like, yeah. And now I'm on there. I'm like, this thing is dumb. Why am I here?
Yeah, it's. I feel that same way a little bit. The only thing I do like, I still like their video reviews, but not that I think they're better than others, but they, you can tell they got money behind it. Like, it's just cleaner. Their reviews are cleaner, more concise.
Yeah.
You got a lot of people now on like on YouTube and shit who put out like a video review and it'll be 20 minutes long.
In their room.
In their room, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I've white noise listened to them shit so doing something if it was something I was really curious about. But yeah.
In the room reviews.
In the room 20-minute reviews.
Yeah. He's like, I don't know. The controls felt a little clunky.
That's what I put on when I whacked it in the bathroom and I want Julie to hit not whacking it. Just put on a loud review. I'm just sitting here scrolling YouTube for the last 5 minutes.
Elden Ring.
Yeah.
But actually.
Actually, I was in there faking this shit.
Dude, I got some talk for panties. I can't talk about it now, but I got some. I was at a bar last night and, oh, never mind. We'll talk about it on panties.
Yeah, let's give them a preview. I feel like the broken joysticks gets like a small portion of listens anyway.
Yeah.
You get a trickled in. Like, oh, they drop jewels on me.
Yeah, you're right. I was at this bar last night and I don't know. There was this old lady. She wasn't like, I don't know. She had to be like 40, 50 something. And like, she lived next to the bar.
Marty, chop it up.
No, dude, I fucked up. I did like I was in their house. There was a crazy girl there too. So I went. She was trying to give this girl who's like homeless and like schizophrenic. She was telling me, she was like, Juice WRLD has messages in his song. I was like, all right. Yeah. And then, like,
girl, as much as she sounds like, I don't want to make fun of him. The ball from like with Dune.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
he's going through a real thing. I don't want to make fun of
him. Nah, dude, it was weird. She was like, at first, I was like, this is quirky. I thought she worked at because I was at the Punchline before and we were hanging. We saw Bill Bellamy, which was cool, but yeah,
how many? I know there was bitches at the Bill Bellamy show. Yo, that's like, he's got if you're a horny man, Bill Bellamy's got the best audience.
Yeah, dude. I'm trying to figure out how they did it, dude. Because, like, I was...
Well, he's handsome as fuck. Like, yeah.
He also gives out roses at the end of his set.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I don't know if he was doing that kind of shit before he got, like, in movies and shit, but he was in a bunch of movies that, like, my mom used to like and show, like, The Brothers and things like that.
How to Be a Player.
Yeah. So he's got, like... He's was the handsome man and
Black shit.
Yeah, and like The Brothers, he was the one that all the women was mad at because he had a white girl. And he got rid of her or something.
And now in real life, he's like, look, I would never.
Never publicly.
Yeah, I would never publicly. There's some white girls there too. I saw a girl at the bar who looked like Rachel Dolezal. It was wild.
He's called a real life queen. Slotted Dollars off DMs. I'm gonna tell Julia. I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm DMing Dollars off. There's nothing you can do about it.
Dude, we just gotta talk to somebody. We gotta connect. I think we gotta connect, a close connect. One of the guys in the Patreon said he used to tutor her son.
Yeah, he said that, and I was like, that's too good to be true. I didn't even engage it, like, because I was like,
why would it be too good to be true?
It's just one of them things. Like, I mean, it's not impossibly that it's not impossible that it's true. It's just one of them, you know, just like, this can't be true.
Don't believe in fate.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a hard time believing in fate.
Dude, it's there. I'm a message like, you think you can,
introduce the boys. Can you tell Rachel Dolezal I'm a big fan and I love her and I want to marry her one day?
Yeah. Can you tell Rachel Dolezal we subscribe to our OnlyFans immediately?
Earlier supporter, she's got really pretty feet.
Looking for more workout pics.
I think it was Wednesday was hump day and it was just her doing workouts.
Yeah.
I gotta get back on that.
Yeah, the Dola's only fans.
Yeah. I only did one, but
when we get her on, she'll be
we'll plug it.
Dude, she'll do Zoom.
Right? Yeah, I think so. Okay. She's in Phoenix. I should just go down there. Oh, yeah. My
what up, Rach? You gotta take all the equipment on the plane.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can get on the plane with all this shit.
It's like a Vice documentary. Yeah. You can record, get an Anchor app. Yeah. Finding Dolezal.
Dolezal was just on trails out of Phoenix.
Yeah. You're on the hunt for, you're just in bushes. The elusive Dolezal shows up on a cactus.
Near
the
cactus. What you drinking?
In Mountain Dew.
Is it in a wine glass?
Yeah.
that's amazing. I was at what's it called? Freaky Dog, you know that the show's there.
Yeah.
I went there.
They didn't happen.
Well, the show I was on the early show didn't. The late show did happen. I got some weed from there that was fire. But also when I went down there, they had a PS5 in the like lounge.
Yes,
it was my first
cloud room.
The cloud room. Was the cloud room in the basement or was that the back room on like that back floor?
When you get out the door, there's a room. Like
Yeah. If you go straight, there's that place you mean?
When you go straight through the secret entrance, yeah.
Yeah, which was dope as hell.
Dope, right?
I was like, oh shit, this feels seedy as fuck.
It was walked in and was like, this ain't no place in here. Where are we gonna do a show at?
And then a lady just comes, this queen comes behind and just opens the door, just like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? But that was my first time seeing a PS5 in person.
Yeah, they're
way bigger than I thought.
They're huge, dude.
Yeah, it's like it comes up. if you're watching the video, it's like from my head to my torso.
It's a little thick baby.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, it won't fit anywhere. I was thinking maybe I could turn it sideways and it'll fit. It won't fit in none of my shit.
You'd have to. They got a bracket where you can do a horizontal. They got brackets for that. I don't know.
That's what I mean. Even if I turn it sideways,
it's still too big.
I think it's too long. It won't fit in anything. I don't have to put it behind the TV or something.
Yeah. That's good, dude. I might go back.
What you better say?
The old Xbox is about that big. I got the Xbox One right here, the classic right here, and it's about that big. It's pretty huge.
Yo, how's that drink sound when you turn it on?
No, the Xboxes don't sound like PlayStations. They don't like go crazy like that. For some reason, PlayStations are always like mad loud after 3 years. And Xbox has better PC design or better air
cooling.
Yeah.
My PS, even my Pro towards the end of its life, like I turn it on playing 2K and I just hear that bitch kick on. But seeing that 5 in person, when they were first coming out with the 5 and they showed it, my thought was like, I'm going to wait till they do the slim in like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
I got a good PC. And then they started coming out with exclusives that look dope, like Horizon looks dope. Yeah. So now I'm changing my mind. But now seeing it big as hell in person again, I'm kind of like,
I'm going to wait till that PS5 slim.
Yeah.
Do you think they even do PS5 and they or PS the slim one, or they skip straight to 6? Because nobody really has PS5s right now.
I think they'll still do slim. I think they'll still do slim because I think it's just the chip shortage. Because they're not going to do 6 for at least 5 years.
You think? So? Yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to do it for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
Because I mean, this is the generation now. We're in it, so it's got to. Yeah. If you have a 5 now, you should be. They can't penalize you because they can't.
Could,
you know what I mean? It's bad PR.
Yeah. This is a question. Just how many more console years do you think there are left? Like, how many more years do you think there are while consoles come out? Because everything's on the cloud now. Xbox got a cloud gaming system. PlayStation is working on one. Nintendo's going to figure it out.
Which does it a little bit. Like,
They
got a couple cloud-based games. I forget what they are, but like Dying Light 1 is a cloud-based game on Switch.
Yeah.
And I think 2 was supposed to drop when everything else did. And then, of course, got delayed. But, I don't know. I feel like maybe one more generation.
Yeah. Cause like the Google Stadia, they literally just send you a controller, Like, and then the PS5, PS, they're like, yo, here's a controller, here's a hook for your phone or tablet or whatever.
And PC gaming is getting a little bit more accessible.
Yeah,
Not like you can get like a PC that can game, like even like a laptop for like $1,000, and that everybody needs a computer.
Yeah, the pandemic revealed that. Like as soon as the pandemic happened, like PC gaming like blew up a little bit, like a bunch, not a little bit. Like everybody was like, "Yo, I'm spending this money on a PC.
I gotta work from home. I might as well be able to game."
Yeah, right.
I'm stuck in the crib.
Yeah, Sims went crazy.
Oh yeah, everybody. My niece is in the Sims right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sims is what is it about Sims that just gets women?
Ladies.
Yeah, ladies love Sims.
I think because
they get to watch over the home.
They get to watch over the home. They get to be all the things that they want to be. You could like even they like one of the Jones now is like, because my girl plays it too sometimes, like you can be an influencer. But like the way Julia plays it is, I think that's another thing, is every girl can play it differently. You can live your fantasy life.
Yeah.
The way it seems like Julia plays it is she just always picks a house, uses cheat codes to have a bunch of money, designs the house, and then it's done. Like just doesn't invite like
people over.
Yeah, don't do like the family shit or nothing. It really seems like he just does shit.
Interior design.
Yeah. Trying to tell her to get that House Flipper. You ever seen House Flipper?
The show?
No, it's a game. I
think. Oh no!
I'm pretty sure it's a game. Let me see if I can play it. It's just a game where you flip houses. You go into a place, it looks
awesome,
and then you clean it up, redecorate it, and try to sell it for a profit. Yeah. It actually looks like one of them. Like I like games if I can just put on some like background shit, like a podcast, like some shit that I was going to listen to anywhere, a book.
Yeah. The game chill does. Zone out.
Yeah.
No Man's Sky good for that too. Stardew Valley. Those games are great.
Those are both perfect.
Yeah. Just get high and just chilling, listen to a podcast.
Yeah.
Listen to Joe Rogan say, nigga. Like, wow, Joe. Yeah. Wow, man. The powerful.
Yo, it's crazy to me how long that, because I've seen that compilation. It has to be like over the years, like that compilation has come up online, like an attempt to bring him down. I'd say like five different times.
If
not way more.
It probably showed up in somebody's like news person's algorithm who was like been trying to hurt Joe. It was like trying to like shut him down. They're like, what is this? What?
They probably tried it more than once. Like,
There's
been a couple different cycles of it being like, oh, we might get Joe, and then it just doesn't stick.
It just happened to be Black History Month.
Black History Month, and he now has that Spotify deal. He has like another before it was just his podcast.
Yeah.
So you can't really, what is he going to do? Cancel himself?
Yeah.
But now they can try to make a business attached to him suffer too.
Dude, I feel that's lame.
Yeah, like, that's bullshit.
Because, like, I don't know. He didn't. It's weird. He didn't do anything. Like
I watched it a long time ago, the first time, and it was, I think it was just kind of listening to like him being like, niggas.
No, because like,
the different non-context.
Yeah, because he's
like
not
talking about movies.
Yeah, he was talking about. Yeah, that's literally it. It was. Yeah, he just because he said saying the N-word sounds dumb to me, and he's right. Like you know what I mean? Saying N-word is the same as saying it.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah.
We had a joke like that a while ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right. And then game stuff. What games you been playing? We got to catch up.
This is when I feel like a phony. See, this is I am a phony. I am a phony.
You're not a phony, dude. You're playing something.
But the why I'm a phony is because I was struck. I didn't want to say what I was playing. But it's and that's all, and that's phony. Dude, I'm playing Pokemon.
Pokemon, it's tight. I heard it's tight.
It is pretty good. Yeah. I doubt it will be, but it should be the new formula for Pokemon.
What do you mean? Is there no more badges?
I would like badges and shit to come back, if I'm being honest. But it should still have the same level of openness. You know how in Pokemon you really like.
It's a little
since you were a kid, you go into the town where the gym is. There's like some shit's happening right behind the town, but there's a person standing in the doorway to get to the next town until you finish the other shit, and you just would go do that. But this is like it's real, you know, kind of open world ish, open. Like you play the Tomb Raider games where like you go in a section, it's like that, and And like the way you catch Pokemon, the way you level them up, the way you explore, all of that shit is way better. If they could keep that, but still have like a couple cities, or like even if it's one main city, but 8 gyms in it or something, and you just like I would still like to do the gyms, but without it, it's not bad though.
Was it a story mode? Like, was it like a story?
Yeah, the story stinks. The story is very like almost like, you know, like anime can be childlike if it's not adult. It's either like childish or not either, but it can, it can really get there quickly.
Yeah.
What was that old, did you ever play that old RPG game made by the, it's like Japanese Disney? I forget
Kingdom
the name.
Hearts?
No. Like, it's not the company. It's not actual Disney involved at all. Ni No Kuni?
Oh, Ni No Kuni. Yeah. Oh, Princess Miyamoto, Studio Ghibli.
Yeah. Isn't that like how like they're basically Japanese Disney, right? Like,
kinda. They're just pretty. They got all their shit.
Yeah, and like great animations and shit like that. But I didn't mean to sip like that.
The Overwatch cup, dude. That's a good mug for the show.
Oh, I didn't even peep it. Just my dork. It's good. I think it's good. I haven't beat it yet. I think I'm kind of close. I've been trying to power through it when I got time, because I feel like once Sifu comes out, I'm not touching that shit.
And that's next week. That's on Tuesday, right?
Tuesday. I'm not gonna feel like podcasting at all.
You want to do it tomorrow? Monday?
I can't. All right. I was joking. I'll be hyped. I'll be hyped to just tell you the boys about it, because I'm gonna probably play it at midnight.
Yeah.
On Monday anyway.
Take off. You ever have like one of those days where you like just you start or you got a game and you just can't stop thinking about it? And you're just like, I got to call out of work or something. Like,
I got to get sick while I'm here.
Cough in my mouth.
I've only done it a handful of times, but just at work where you just like go into the bathroom when you're like, all right, get sick face.
Yeah.
I just threw up back there. And everybody's looking at you like, you ain't throw up.
Yeah, you just try and go home.
call me a liar, I'll sue.
Yeah. Just make a noise. Okay. Well, all right. You want to go to the next part where we talk about actual games?
Yeah. That's all I've been doing. What you call Pokemon out of actual
game? No, I mean like the new game, the upcoming stuff. The news. Oh, wait. Yeah, we could talk about the news.
Hell yeah.